I'm Ollie. Today we're talking about Recovery Week and why doing a little less can be the thing that turns your recent training into fitness you can actually use.
I'm Michelle. Triathletes are usually good at adding work. One more lap, one more interval, one more session. The harder skill is recognizing when the best next step is to absorb what you've already done.
Training creates a signal. A long ride asks your body to become more durable. A steady run develops rhythm and control. A structured swim challenges efficiency, but the adaptation does not arrive simply because the session ended. It develops while you recover. If demanding sessions keep stacking up, fatigue can hide the progress underneath. Easy pace starts to feel harder, technique becomes untidy, and the motivation to begin the next session can fade. That is where a planned recovery week belongs. It reduces the overall load without abandoning the useful rhythm of swim, bike, and run. You are still training, but the purpose has changed.
Instead of chasing distance or intensity, you create space for freshness to return. That may mean shorter sessions, fewer hard efforts, or both. The exact shape depends on the athlete and the work completed beforehand.
A lighter week is not 7 random days. Every session can still have a clear job. An easy swim can focus on relaxed breathing, a patient catch, and a balanced body position.
An easier ride can be about smooth cadence and a quiet upper body. A short run can reinforce light foot contact, tall posture, and a pace that feels genuinely controlled.
One useful test is how you finish. During recovery week, you should often end a session feeling as though you could have continued. That is not evidence that you trained too softly.
It is evidence that you respected the brief. You do not need to prove your fitness every day. The aim is to create the conditions that let you express and extend that fitness in the next phase.
This can feel uncomfortable for committed athletes. If tiredness has become your proof that training is working, finishing fresh can seem suspicious. An empty space in the week can look like an invitation to add something.
A shortened ride becomes an extra run. An easy swim becomes an unplanned threshold set. A rest day becomes a chance to catch up on a session missed earlier. That is how a recovery week quietly disappears.
Protecting the lighter week takes the same discipline as completing a hard workout. It means trusting the whole training cycle instead of chasing reassurance from one more demanding day.
Readiness often returns through small signs, not one dramatic burst of energy. Easy pace starts to feel easy again. Technique stays tidier near the end of a session. Starting training requires less negotiation.
You may also notice that training fits more comfortably around work and family life, or that you're looking forward to the next block. Coaches watch this broader pattern rather than relying on one number.
Recovery is individual. A beginner building consistency may simply shorten each session. The goal is to maintain confidence and routine without making the week overwhelming.
A short course athlete may keep a few brief controlled efforts while reducing total volume. That preserves a sense of pace without carrying unnecessary fatigue into the next block.
A long course athlete may keep normal frequency but shorten the longer ride or run that creates the greatest load. The principle is the same even when the details differ.
Life matters too. Training does not sit separately from interrupted sleep, travel, deadlines, or family commitments. A good program gives structure, while good coaching considers the person completing it.
Recovery week is also a practical reset. Check the bike, organize your swim gear, and look at the coming weeks. Decide when longer sessions can realistically happen before the calendar becomes crowded.
Think about which habits helped you stay consistent through the last block. Keep the routines that worked and simplify the ones that created avoidable stress.
It is also worth reconnecting with why you train. Fitness is part of it, but so are confidence, community, enjoyment, and the satisfaction of steadily learning 3 different disciplines.
As September approaches, enthusiasm naturally rises. Goals feel closer, the days begin to open up, and sessions become more specific. The best way to use that energy is to arrive fresh enough to train with purpose.
You do not need to feel invincible on the first day of the next phase. You need enough physical and mental space to complete the planned work with good form, appropriate effort, and patience.
The strongest September will not come from cramming extra training into August. It will come from absorbing what you have done, respecting the transition, and then building strength, endurance, and controlled speed.
So keep the rhythm, move well, enjoy the squad connection, and finish with something left. Recovery week is not time away from progress. It is an essential part of how progress is made.
If you want help balancing purposeful work with appropriate recovery, read the full article on TriAlliance.com or speak with a TriAlliance coach about the next phase of your training.
Trust the complete cycle. Train when it is time to train, recover when it is time to recover, and give your fitness the chance to show up.